hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. No public hearings were held last week, therefore no Division 3 permit applications will be voted upon this evening. The Planning Commission, however, will hear 18 new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, February 13th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project should be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month on February 13th. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicants or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody read the December minutes, the 19th and the 12th. Anybody want to make any changes or improvements?
I'll make a motion to approve December 12th and December 19th minutes, 2016.
Somebody want to second that? Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, first one up. Branson Creek Villa, 165.
Okay, this is property owned by Hill Property Investments, LLC. It's located at 165 Tuscany Drive, and we've just got some aerial photos showing the location of the property in question, and then I'll let the applicant or representative describe what's proposed here. Again, it's located at 165 Tuscany Drive within the Branson Creek development. And here's the... I will point out that these lines are off quite a little bit. The unit in question is basically located here, but unfortunately the parcel number parcel lines don't match up with the building. And this is I wanted to show just an aerial view of all the applications within Branson Creek to give you an idea of where they sit in relationship to one another. And then we've got just the north, south, east, and west views of the property in question. And I'll let the applicant or representative describe the proposal in more detail.
Okay, Richard is a representative. Who's a representative for this? We've not got no representative for this?
I would move we postpone it till later in the evening and give them a chance to get here. Perhaps they're late.
Okay. And he got to Branson Creek 167?
Correct. Correct.
So we'll postpone both of them. Go to Branson Creek Fieldstone Villa. He spilled out. George Knightley Reynolds spilled out. Or postponed it or something.
Yeah, this one's located at, this is another nightly rental request as well within the Branson Creek subdivision. It's located at 119 Tuscany Drive. And we'll zoom in on this property. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed on this one.
You'll come right on up, because I'm still still trying to dig you out here. I've got behind on my paperwork here.
I'm actually Shirley Boyer. John's my husband. So, yes, I'm just going to read. We've been in the villas. We've been in Fieldstone Villas for 8 years. We purchased the villa in April of 2008. We were the first owners, or are the first owners, of the villa. When we purchased it back then, Branson Creek offered the nightly rental programs. It was all part of their marketing plan to, you know, buy, and they even promoted it at the time to stay and play. They promoted the nightly rentals. We loved the area. It wasn't really investment property. We just bought it to have a second home, a vacation home. But it was wonderful that we could put it on the nightly rentals to supplement it until hopefully someday we can retire in it. So we have had it on nightly rentals ever since we purchased it in 2008. So at this time, we're applying for this permit so that we can continue to operate it that way and continue with the nightly rentals. We just want to make sure we're in compliance with the regulations, and that's basically what we've been advised to do. So that's why I'm here. So.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for
Shirley? Shirley Boyer. Is there anything you need from me? Like, I don't even know what that would, I mean, like proof of when we purchased it, or that when we signed up. I've got the paperwork when we actually signed up for the nightly rental program that they ran for us. I don't know what all you.
I don't think you need any of that, Bob.
You need is proof for anything.
Permit, yeah.
So. I think at this point, we've received quite a bit of that in file.
I think I faxed some information about it. So, yeah. So. We just want to be able. We love the area. We the nightly rentals has worked out great. It supplements keeping the place till we can retire. So we'd like to be able to continue to do that. So, okay.
Anybody got any questions? No. Okay. Thank you. Viral's duplex.
And this one's located at 139, 143, and 145 Edwards Drive, Hollister, Missouri. And we've got it highlighted here. And I'll turn it over to the applicant and let the applicant spell out what's proposed. We've got a north, south, east, and west view.
Are you Aaron?
Yep.
State your full name for.
Yeah, my name's Aaron Faveras.
Anybody got any questions for Aaron?
You've already knocked the trailer down, haven't you?
No. They're still there.
How many lots are those on?
They're on one lot. It's on one lot. There's three trailers on one lot. And when they put the sewer in, they were going to put three grinder pumps in. And I told them, instead of doing all that, just put one down at the corner. I guess, I don't know which corner that would be. But anyway, to carry all three of them already, so that it's already set up where they don't have to do any more improvements as far as the sewer or any of that. And those trailers, they're 70s, 60s, and 70s models. So they're...
Are they occupied at the moment?
They're not at the moment. They were earlier, or last year, until about October, but it's time to do something. And so... I really just want to take them out of there and put a duplex on there, some way to get something out of the property, basically, and gist of it. And it's already, the sewer is already the zone commercial, I guess, or it's been operated as a multifamily place since, I don't know, 92. They meter the water and charge me like a commercial property now, so just trying to find a way to make it improvements.
So you have a site plan for what you propose to do there for your...
Yeah, I just sketched out a little, I don't know, it's not really to scale, but just something about like that, just what I was thinking, you know, use the driveways that are there and just put something in there.
You can meet all the setbacks and everything under that type
right.
of design.
So. Right, and that would be, wouldn't have to change any, you know, as far as the setbacks or get any variance on that.
You don't plan to separate the sewer on that, so for sort of separate the bills, or are you gonna?
No, I just okay. just keep it all one. That way, it's just whoever wants it, or if I just keep it and rent it out, it just all be on one.
It's flat rate.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions, Troy? Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like Washington, D.C.
Okay, Sunset Nightly Rentals, Branson Creek.
Okay, this one's located at 130. Laguna Lane, Hollister, Missouri, and also within the Branson Creek development. Then I'll let the representative explain what's proposed on these.
Well, actually, I'm Barb Durham. I'm with Sunset Nightly Rentals, Sunset Realty Services, and we currently manage 12 properties at Branson Creek. And so we've submitted the applications for the Division 3 to bring all these in line with what the county's requested.
Anybody got any questions for
them? Some of these villas, you're just in charge of just half of it, right?
Yes.
How many are individuals like this, just the half? Do you have a clue?
We have three homes. Four homes. And then so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 villas.
And the villas are, do you have any that are both sides?
No, not anymore. We used to have one, but it was sold. The half of the villa was sold, and the current owner is renting it out, I believe.
Okay.
So these are presently nightly rentals. You've been
yes.
for quite a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody else got any questions?
In reference, Bob, the... it seems like we're trying to expedite to go through these, but is there a staff recommendation for each one, and are they identical for the one being proposed as far as Western Payne and Downey? And normally, we'll see what the staff recommends. Is that?
Well, we'll actually have a full staff report for the public hearing okay. next month, and I'm actually going to be writing those starting the next few days.
Okay.
Anybody else got any questions? Okay. Thank you. Michael May.
That's part of the thing.
That yeah, that was the...
That's what was thrown me.
Yeah. It's all these Sunset together, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many of them together?
Yeah, this next one is 360 Block Black Rock Drive.
Okay, Valley View Black Rock Drive, 360.